While James and Ellen White were recuperating in the mountains of Colorado in the summer of 1873, the church leaders in Battle Creek were working to place the denominational school on a permanent footing. G.H. Bell had been head of the school since September of 1872, but now some felt it was time for a change. The school committee discussed the matter.
But Brother Butler, Brother Bell has served the school faithfully. He inspires the students by doing away with rote memorization and drills.
That's so, Brother Whitney. But we want a truly professional institution. And that means we need someone who has been thoroughly trained.
Well, I see what you mean. As much as we admire Brother Bell and appreciate the work he's done, he has no degree.
Then we must ask ourselves, do we really want Brother Bell's style of teaching in all the classes? The purpose of memorization and drills is to discipline the mental faculties.
Well, Brother Smith, I think Brother Whitney's point is well taken. Under Brother Bell's tutelage, the children have become eager to learn. We haven't experienced some of the problems so common in other schools, where bored students too often seek release through dangerous pranks and riots.
This is true. And while some of Brother Bell's methods do seem strange to one who has received a classical education, I am aware of his dedication. The fact remains that we need someone with a degree. Now, Brother Sidney Brownsberger is available, and he has a B.A. from the University of Michigan.
Good. We should hire him to head the school.
But what of Brother Bell? Shall we shunt him aside after all he's done?
Indeed not. He can head the English department. He and his staff can teach grammar, penmanship, mathematics, geography, and bookkeeping.
That sounds good.
And Brother Brownsberger, because of his classical education, can conduct studies in modern classical languages, philosophy, and physiology, with a staff of assistants, of course.
Brother Smith, how have the Bible classes and biblical lectures been received? Do you think it was a good idea to add Bible to the curriculum this term?
Yes, I do, Brother Whitney. I am not hidebound in my preference for the classical mode of education. While it is true that most colleges in the country have what they consider a Christian orientation, I think our experiment in offering actual Bible classes will be successful.
Students are attending the classes and lectures, then?
Yes, they are. In fact, next term, I intend to increase the lectures for advanced students from twice weekly to 5 times a week. And I am convinced that we should continue the Bible lessons in all departments.
The school, which operated only on the elementary and high school levels, opened in September 1873, still in the church building. G.H. Bell showed no resentment over the appointment of Sidney Brownsberger as principal. And while the two men were very different, they worked together in harmony. James and Ellen White had planned to go directly to California from Colorado. But in Cheyenne, Wyoming, they were impressed to attend the November 1873 General Conference session in Battle Creek. George Butler was re-elected president, and he reported that $52,000 had been raised for the proposed school. James White, Ira Abbey, John Andrews, and Uriah Smith were appointed to work with the executive committee to form an educational society for a college-level institution. When the Whites left for California in December, however, a site had not yet been chosen for the school.
Well, Brother Andrews, I was hoping the General Conference would send you to Europe as our denomination's first missionary. But I'm glad that as long as you're still here, you're on the school committee. We've all appreciated your wisdom and dedication these past weeks.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Brother Butler. I still hope to go to Europe, but in the meantime, I intend to do my best to see our school soundly established. As I see it, our most pressing need is to find a site for the building.
Agreed, Brother Andrews. Moving the school to the publishing house addition has helped for the time being, but the publishing house will soon need that space.
You're right, Brother Abbey. Now, I know Sister White favors purchasing the fairgrounds for the school, but whatever would we do with 50 acres?
Perhaps we should reconsider Brother White's suggestion that we locate the school outside Battle Creek entirely. His article in the Review this week makes it clear he would still approve such a decision.
But, Brother Smith, it simply isn't practical to locate the school elsewhere.
Yes. Why should we look far afield when a good property is available right here, and at a good price?
Oh, you're speaking of the Erastus Hussey estate.
I am. 12 acres for $16,000, and just across the street from the Health Institute.
I agree with Brother Abbey. Let us make it plain that we expect to hold our ground in Battle Creek. I vote that we purchase this property immediately. What say the rest of you?
Aye.
The Seventh-day Adventist Educational Society was formed at last on March 11, 1874. A board of trustees was appointed and immediately made plans to erect a three-story building, which they hoped to have ready for the fall term. Although it had not yet developed beyond a secondary school, the name chosen for the institution was Battle Creek College. During the summer of 1874, Ellen White traveled alone to the Eastern camp meetings. James was ill and suffering from depression, and there was an estrangement between them. James's letters to Ellen have been lost, but her daily letters to him survive and show her keen disappointment at the separation, as well as her determination to follow her own conscience.
Dear James, I feel deep sympathy for you in your affliction, but don't let the enemy make you think only of my deficiencies, for in trying to fix me over, you may destroy my usefulness, my freedom. Dear James, things seem an unexplainable mystery that you cannot find rest unless you succeed in bringing me into positions I cannot see and cannot possibly submit to be placed in. I long for perfect union, but I cannot purchase it at the expense of my conscience. I will ever be true to you, and I want you to have no suspicion or distrust of me that I would say or do the least thing to hurt you or lessen the confidence of your brethren in you. Never, never will I do this. Dear James, I feel very thankful for your last more cheerful letters. I am glad you are feeling better. Dear James, we received your card last night. We shall look for and depend on your coming. Willie is well. I have no special news to write you, except I greatly desire to see your face. Your Ellen.
James arrived in Battle Creek in August, and the Whites met with the school board before the beginning of the next term. Ellen read from her essay, Proper Education, which had been published in 1872, but had evidently not been closely read by these leaders. The board was stunned.
Well, brethren, what do you have to say about Sister White's testimony?
It calls for a much broader work than we've planned, and our beautiful location is useless.
Even the original 12 acres was too small for the agricultural and mechanical department Sister White recommends. And now that we've sold 7 acres...
Do well, Brother Brownsberger. What can we do?
I do not know anything about the conducting of such a school where industries and farming are a part of the curriculum. I would not know how to conduct such a school.
In that case, I move we organize the school on the ordinary lines and that the matter of industries be studied with a view to their introduction later.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very well. The building should be completed by the end of the fall term on December 15th. When shall we have the dedication?
The Ministerial Institute is scheduled to close on January 4th. Why not have the dedication then?
Oh, splendid idea! Students who come for the winter term will be able to attend Battle Creek College in its own building.
Good evening, sir.
Evening?
Why, it's barely past 1 o'clock in the afternoon, even if those snow clouds do make it look later. Say, where are you from?
Missouri. I guess it shows, because all these Michigan Yankees have been looking at me mighty strange. Down home we say, evening, for any time from noon to midnight.
Well, here we say afternoon for this time of day. What's your business in Battle Creek?
I'm here to go to school at Battle Creek College. My name's Revis. Drury W. Revis.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Revis. I'm Warren Batchelor. Tell you what, I have a printing job to finish. Why don't you come inside and wait? I'll take you to the college.
That's right kind of you, Mr. Batchelor. Is this the Review and Herald?
It sure is. I've been with the Review since Saratoga Springs, New York, back in 51. Just 12 years old I was.
Batchelor! I've got to talk to you about this workup. It's a mess. Oh, hello.
Brother Amadon, this is Brother Revis, come to attend the college.
Ah.
Do you think you could take in another boarder?
Well, we're full up, but Mrs. Amadon's nephew has space, I believe. The price is $2.50 a week.
Inwardly wincing at the steep room rate, Revis accepted Amadon's offer. The college building was dedicated on January 4th, 1875. But severe cold burst the pipes overnight, and classes had to be held in the Review and Herald building until repairs could be made in the spring. Because of the Civil War and its aftermath of financial depression, many had had to delay their education. As a result, Revis, at 22, found himself sharing classes with heavily bearded men and boys and girls in their teens. But they were all, at last, attending Battle Creek College.